Residential schools. The residential school system was a part of Canada's history for over 150 years. More than 150,000 Aboriginal children went to these boarding schools from the mid-1800s to the late 1900s. The Canadian government paid for the schools and churches ran them. The goal was to make Aboriginals more like European Canadians. In 1920, the Canadian government made a law. They said all First Nations children had to go to residential schools. These children were taken from their homes and sent to schools across Canada. They lived, studied, and worked at these schools. They had to learn English, French, and Christianity. They could not use their own languages or keep their own customs. The residential school children suffered a lot. They suffered from physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. Many died from disease or hunger. Some died in school fires. Others ran away and froze to death. The survivors lived in fear. They missed their families and their culture. In the 1950s, Inuit children began going to residential schools in the Arctic. Soon after, the Canadian government realized this system wasn't working. Aboriginal children needed to be near their families. In the 1970s, many residential schools closed. Canada's First Peoples began to run their own schools. Many survivors of these schools told their stories when they became adults. Some got together and sued the government. In 2005, the Canadian government began paying survivors for their losses and suffering. Churches and the government apologized for the abuse.